Hi, my name is Rosie Bank, and I'm the founder of Health Matters Coaching. And for about the next 30 minutes, I'm going to guide you through a meditation. I will not be sitting in silence with you, as some of you who may be new to meditation might appreciate the support, especially for those of you who think that you are not good at meditating or perhaps need some help. Let me tell you what's going to happen so that you can be prepared. For about 5 minutes, I'm going to share with you some of the benefits of meditating. You're welcome to fast forward if you'd like to go right into the breathing, relaxation, mind quieting guided exercise I have for you today. You're also welcome to touch in anytime, at any point in the middle of this meditation. You can stop at any point. And if you want to give yourself what I love to call the gift of meditation, you can stay with me until the very end when I will launch you back into your day with a renewed sense of quiet, peace, and feeling in touch with yourself. I am an avid meditator. I've been doing it for a very long time. And during our quiet time at home, which I heard someone say he's imagining he's on a spiritual retreat, I have learned to rely on my meditation and yoga practice even more than ever, even though both has been in my life for numerous decades, for which I'm very, very grateful. Three things about meditation to help you get the most out of our time together. Number one, if you think you're bad at meditating, then you have the most to gain. What I mean by that is that the intention to sit quietly, even if there's a sounds like a lot of noise in your head or you're not really feeling the effects, the intent to meditate has more of an impact on your brain, your neurotransmitters, your mood, your nervous system, than if you sit, let's say, to deliberately contemplate a shopping list or rehash a squabble you had with your loved one. The intent to meditate has its own reward. If you think you're bad at meditating, I'm going to show you today how you can get value by noticing tiny increments that can become greater things to notice because you put your attention on them. And I will show you how to do that. Another thing about meditation is let's talk about distractions. Sometimes your environment is ideal and it's perfectly quiet and it seems like a great environment to meditate. I'd like to point out that even in that environment, you can have a lot of noise in your head. Similarly, if there are distractions outside, like yesterday morning, my son ground some coffee and took a business call right outside my bedroom door while I was meditating. And I thought, well, that's perfect because the noise is outside and I'm going to still find quiet on the inside. So let's not get too hung up on distractions, because whether they're coming from the outside or inside our own minds, it's really the same thing. And both can result in a sense of quiet. I'm going to show you how to do that. The next thing about meditating is that it is slightly paradoxical insofar as we meditate strictly for the experience of meditating. Sitting quietly, I'm going to show you how to use your breathing and quieting your mind and relaxing your body as a three-part seamless approach to meditating. And we do it for its own reward, for the experience, for the peace, frankly, just for sitting there. That's really what it's about. The paradox is that after we sit there just to sit there, some things happen in our busy lives beyond the times that we're meditating, and that is when another layer of value presents itself. I'll explain what that means so that you know to look for it, and I will remind you to look for it at the end of the guided meditation portion of our time together. Some of the things to look for after you meditate is you may find that you have a longer fuse. By that I mean you feel a little more tolerant, a little more patient, a little more I'm okay with what's happening, because we practice that while we're meditating. I will guide you through that. Another aspect of meditation is what I love to call soothing over our emotions. That means that when we meditate, I'm going to show you how to be with your emotions, to recognize them, to allow them, and to watch yourself feel soothed as a result of not resisting what you're feeling. That can show up in your life, and it looks like a sense of ease, a sense of comfort, an awareness of what you're feeling with far less resistance and far greater acceptance. It's quite beautiful, as I will show you, to have your own experience about that. And the last aspect of meditation I want to include, so that you know to look for it, is that some of the ways that we release tension in our bodies and we feel our breathing and we quiet our minds can happen just as naturally when we're not sitting in our practice, which is why we call it our practice. We are practicing breathing. We are practicing releasing tension. We are practicing quieting our minds. And then where do you think that shows up? Exactly, right in our lives. I'll have some more tips with you as we continue. We're in this about 5 minutes now, and I'm ready to lead you into an invitation to meditation, to relax, to breathe, to feel your body, and to quiet your mind.
It is now time to gently close down your eyes. And for about the next 30 minutes, while I guide you through this breathing, relaxation, mind quieting meditation, having your eyes closed down enables you to turn your attention inwardly. Become familiar with the feelings and thoughts and sensations on the inside of you. If you find your eyes fluttering open during our meditation time, you can gently close your eyes down again as I guide you through this.
Let us begin. I'd like you to find a very comfortable position. Please do not attempt this while you are driving. I recommend sitting in a comfortable chair. And I recommend, I'm going to do this with you right now, actually, having about half your weight go through your left hip and half your weight go through your right hip. So using your pelvis as a base, you establish a sense of evenness through your body. Half the weight through your right hip, half the weight through your left hip. When you do that, you provide support for your core so that your physical body can rest more deeply. As opposed to using your muscles to hold yourself up, the first thing I'd like you to do is to surrender your weight on the surface where your body is making physical contact. If your feet are on the floor, let your feet rest on the floor. The backs of your thighs are resting against the chair. Surrender your weight. There is no Velcro between your thighs. Your right leg rests as an extension of your right hip. Your left leg rests as an extension of your left hip. Your belly and your rear end and your lower back rest over your pelvis, and all of the structures coming up from your pelvis through your abdomen, all of your back muscles, your back bones, and your ribs continue to rest over your pelvis. And then your shoulders rest over your torso, and your arms, which are really appendages, can rest either down by your sides. My hands are resting in my lap. And you do not need any weight through your shoulders to support your weight. In this instance, this is what the chair is for. And then when your body is resting against the chair, it's easier for your head and neck to rest over your torso because the structures underlying them are also at rest and also moving toward balance. If you're lying on your back, you can do the same thing by starting at your feet, moving up through your body, continuing to surrender your weight, literally letting go, letting the surface upon which you are lying or sitting to hold your weight. So you are handing over, giving over, letting go of the weight of your body. So the chair or the floor is holding the weight and you can let your muscles go. As you continue to sense your body, let your attention go wherever your attention goes. There is no wrong place to feel in your body. You may want to close down your eyes to enrich your experience of being in your body, becoming more aware of your own inner landscape. And as you move through your body seamlessly, a wonderful place for your attention to go is if you notice any tension. And instead of trying to let go or having it not be okay that there's tension in your body, what we're going to do is something more gentle, which is to notice. As your attention goes to any body parts that are signaling, holding, notice what happens when you send your attention there, send a gentle breath there, and simply witness your body letting go. A beautiful takeaway from this portion of our guided meditation is that relaxation is fundamentally and essentially about releasing. That relaxation is an ongoing process of letting go of tension. Notice that you cannot hold on to your relaxation, but you can recreate it. And you recreate relaxation by noticing your body as your attention moves throughout your body. And if there are any areas where you feel some holding, notice, send a breath, surrender your weight, and allow relaxation to happen. There are two ways to do this. They both work equally well. One is to start at your feet and work your way up, often called a body scan, where your attention begins at your toes and you work your way through your feet and ankles. I just released my ankles, which felt really good. Going through your calves, softening your knees, softening your thighs, moving up into your pelvis. You don't have to stay with me. If your attention is called elsewhere in your body, let your attention go there. Moving up through your pelvis and your spine, again, surrendering your weight, softening your belly with a breath. Going up through your shoulders, this is a beautiful time to notice your shoulders. Let your breath swirl around your shoulders until you say, wow, I can let go there, and notice it. By bringing your attention to letting go, you are building a skill set that you can use over and over and over again during the day. And of course, your head and neck. Are there areas that are calling your attention where you can let go of tension? That's a body scan at your own pace. The other way to do this, which works just as well, like I mentioned, is to let your attention wander throughout your body seamlessly and go where your attention is summoned. What do you feel? Where do you feel? Where does your breath go? Where can you witness some letting go? Where can you witness your body surrendering your weight so that the floor or the chair, gravity in fact, hold you? And as you hand over the weight of your body, you don't have to hold yourself because gravity does a very reliable job. Please continue this process. Please continue noticing your body. I just let my hands soften on my thighs. It always feels good. Remember, I'm going to show you at the end of our time together how this very exercise can spill gently and without any effort into our daily lives beyond the time when we are meditating. While you continue this process, I'm going to lead you to the next part of our guided relaxation, breathing, mind quieting meditation together. Notice your breath. Notice your breath like you're feeling each breath like it's the first breath you've ever breathed. Among the most beautiful aspects of feeling your breath is that the only breath you can feel is the one that you're breathing right now. This breath. What a beautiful and elegant way for you to be in this moment, sensing this breath. And with some awareness on your breath, notice how your body changes shape and size around all of the breathing apparatus. Which parts of your body expand as you breathe? What does the movement feel like as you let your breath out? And deploying simply your awareness, how low in your body does your breath go? How low in your pelvis? How low in your sexual organs? How low in your hips and lower abdomen and lower back does your breath go? What does the movement feel like in your belly when you breathe in? And when you breathe out, how does your body get wider and deeper front to back? So there's a side to side movement as you breathe. And there's a front to back movement as you breathe. And just as your body went low into your pelvis, how high up into your body does your breath go? What's happening around your armpits, under your breastbone, and your collarbone, and your neck bones, up into your cranium, and the muscles surrounding your chest, your lungs, your neck, and your head? Where does your breath go? Are there any restrictions in your breath? Is there any sensation of tightness in your body when you breathe? And just as we let go of physical tension, the most beautiful way to expand our breath is to go to those places where there may be a little bit of tightness or restriction. And you guessed it, breathe there. Use your breath on the inside like a gentle massage, nudging open the restriction. The next part of our breathing is to spend a little more time on the in-breath at the very top of your in-breath. Take another couple of sips of air pause and then let it out. And at the end of your exhalation, the very, very bottom, take a couple of little pushes to get more air out. Please breathe as I explain the benefit of this to you. By pushing a little more air out, you are exchanging what's called residual volume in your lungs. You're getting more already breathed, sometimes called stale air, out of your lungs. You are creating more of an exchange between the CO2 and the oxygen going out and in respectively. When you take a few sips of air at the top of your breath, what you are doing is creating some extra volume in your lungs, and that extra volume adds more space, capacity, energy, prana, oxygen into your body, and all of those represent more vitality, more aliveness. So without any major effort, you have increased the volume, the exchange, and the capacity of your lungs simply by spending a little more time on your exhalation and a little more time on your inhalation. I call these gift breaths. And for the next several breaths, I invite you to breathe as if you had all the time in the world. Whether you are lying on your back or sitting comfortably in a chair, allow the breath you take to seem like it goes on forever. Most importantly, no hurry. And on the next out-breath, it's the same notion. You have all the time in the world to gently and completely empty your lungs of breath. And the more breath you release on your next unhurried exhalation, the more capacity you have for fresh oxygen to come back into your lungs, which is so incredibly energizing. A few rounds of these gift breaths, these unhurried gift breaths. And because this is our meditation practice, one way to apply this practice is that you can breathe like this beyond the time of your sitting meditation. I will explain that toward the end. So now we have your body scan, noticing your physical body. I just released my shoulders. What did you just release? The mere intention to let go, even the thought to let go, can inspire a release of tension. And how beautiful is it to simply be present, to notice the fundamental effortlessness of letting go. And as you notice your body, and as you continue to recreate relaxation, continue to breathe those unhurried gift breaths. And we're now going to add the third element of our breathing, relaxation, mind quieting time together. And while I walk you through this, remember you can do all of these in a seamless fashion. Whether your attention is on letting go of tension and recreating relaxation, or your attention is on your breath, expanding, gifting yourself with a full inhalation and exhalation, moving seamlessly between these two ways of paying attention in your body, There's no wrong way to do this. And now we're going to allow our attention to go to our minds. And what's happening in your mind right now is a combination of thoughts. You may call them emotions, which actually register in our body, but they also can be recognized through mindfulness. And now I'm going to reveal to you that between the thoughts in your mind are tiny slivers of quiet. When you think a thought, imagine letting the thought go. There's no wrong thought. There's no thought to judge. And there's no thought to say that you're not doing this right, because we are giving ourselves the gift of surrendering judgment. This is how meditation is different than sitting to do your shopping list or to rehash something that happened in the past. During this gift, beautiful, sublime time, you can give yourself the gift of surrendering judgment. Your thoughts will come, and your thoughts will go. And the only thing that deems a thought bad is you're telling yourself that a thought is bad. As you surrender the judginess, the thoughts just are. And for each thought that you let be, there is right next to it a tiny sliver of quiet. In my experience, this is likened to peace, heaven, bliss, and it's utterly sublime. And by noticing what happens when we let our thoughts go, it's amazing to be witness to be present to those unexpected flashes of quiet. We don't judge the thoughts, we don't judge the quiet, we let it all happen. Finding the quiet spaces in your mind is supported by your breathing. And it's supported by noticing your body and continually letting go to recreate relaxation. The thoughts come in. And we take a breath. It's a beautiful visualization to imagine your exhalation gently guiding the thought away, like the ocean receding from the shoreline. Noticing that those quiet glimpses of peace happen with no effort whatsoever, which is why they are so utterly sublime. I'm going to invite you to allow your eyes to stay closed for one more moment as I lead you to complete your relaxation, breathing, mindfulness meditation. Continue to feel your body. Connect continue to let go. Continue to sense your breath. Continue to allow your thoughts to come and go. And what we're going to do before we open our eyes and gently call an end to our meditation time together is to allow any thoughts that come in your mind, any tension that comes in your body that feels like resistance, just the gift of letting it be. I love to call this practicing being okay. Practice being okay if there are distractions in your environment while you meditate. Practice being okay with any emotions that come up during our time when we're spending in our homes with our families. Some of us are alone. Some of us have family members. Some of us have unbelievable challenges during this coronavirus period. And just for this moment, practice being okay. Practice being okay. This is the ultimate gift. When we are done meditating, we can go back into our lives and handle what needs to be handled and deal with what needs to be dealt with. But we took a break from it all to fill our tanks, connect with ourselves, soothe over our emotions, release tension, noticing fear, letting it go, noticing anxiety, letting it go. And just as those quiet spaces appear between the thoughts in our minds, I have observed from my own experience during the coronavirus self-quarantine period that right next to despair is joy. And right next to fear is trust. And right next to frustration is hope. Our thoughts, our emotions, the tension in our bodies are all fluid.
Opening your eyes very gently. Allowing light to come back into your visual field gradually. Opening your eyes is a time to reconnect with your environment. As you transition from meditation and reflective time to gently moving back into activity, into action, setting an intention to bring your meditation experience with you.
And as we gently open up our eyes and come back to our sitting here in the room that you're in, being present again with your environment, looking around you and noticing how you perceive things, having practiced for about 30 minutes, letting go. Joy is a choice. I know that during these times of immense challenge, we might be dealing with some very, very strong emotions. Now you understand why I said at the beginning of our time together why I have come to rely more on meditation and more on yoga, more on letting go, more on breathing. At this time, more than perhaps any other. And I hope that you can give yourself this gift. I've loved our time together. I hope you feel at peace. And I hope you can invite this peace to spill over into many aspects of your day, even as you deal with the challenges as they present themselves to you. Please remember to visit your breath. Please remember to visit your physical body with the intention to let go. Please practice letting thoughts of worry and fear or resistance at least a couple of times a day, and then perhaps even throughout the day, to let that go. Be kind to yourself. Be loving to yourself. I will be thinking of you and your families and praying for all of us, because we are all in this together. Namaste.